CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Official figures show China's fixed asset investment remained basically stable in the first 8 months of the year. The sector grew 7.8% year-on-year to close to 40 trillion yuan. The pace was lower than the 8.3% increase in the first 7 months and failed to meet market estimates of 8.2%. Meanwhile, investment in the property sector also maintained steady growth. Real estate investment rose 7.9% year-on-year in January to August, unchanged from the growth in the first 7 months. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi met with U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner in the White House to promote bilateral ties. The two sides exchanged views on China-U.S. relations as well as international and regional issues of common concern. They agreed to strengthen communication at all levels, expand cooperation, and work together to prepare for Trump's state visit to China later this year at Chinese President Xi Jinping's invitation. Yang Jiechi had paid an official visit to Jamaica on Sunday and Monday. He then stopped over in Washington and met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday. For the following 2 days, he will pay an official visit to Spain at the invitation of the Spanish government. 9 people were confirmed killed in a coal mine gas explosion in Heilongjiang province on Wednesday. Authorities say 17 miners were working underground when the blast occurred in the afternoon. 8 people were rescued and are being treated in hospital. The bodies of the victims have been lifted to the ground. An investigation is underway. The Ombudsman of the Philippines has denied the request of former President Benigno Aquino III to clear him of any liability in a failed operation that led to the death of 44 police commandos. Ombudsman affirmed his indictment of Aquino, which was filed in July for usurpation authority and violation of graft and corrupt practices over his alleged involvement in the tragedy over 2 years ago. Around 400 commandos clashed with local Islamic rebel groups on January 24, 2015, during an operation to arrest international wanted terrorists in the southern Philippines. 44 troopers were killed in the line of duty. Aquino has argued the indictment was a misappropriation of facts and specious application of the law. He will meet with his legal team to discuss the ombudsman's latest order. A total of 24 people, including students and teachers, have been confirmed dead in a fire at a religious school in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysian officials say the fire broke out at a 3-story building not far from the city center. Authorities have started investigation, saying it will take them around 3 days to find the actual cause of the fire. Safety measures at unregistered and private schools in Malaysia were a concern to the authorities. It's reported the fire broke out before authorities could conduct the fire safety inspection. 19 people have been confirmed dead in Thursday's boat capsizal in northern India. The boat capsized in a river on the outskirts of New Delhi. Officials say the boat was carrying around 60 people when it sank. Authorities said they have ordered an investigation into the accident, though apparently overcrowding is said to be the cause. A high-speed passenger train derailed at the main railway station in the Indian capital on Thursday morning. Officials say no one was killed or injured after the train's last coach ran out of track when it was entering a platform. This is the 7th incident of train derailment in the past 1 month. A probe has been ordered into the incident. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has announced that an outline of the Republican tax reform plan will be released during the week of September 25th. Ryan said the outline reflects the consensus of the 2 U.S. congressional tax committees and the Trump administration. In the weeks ahead, the tax writing committees are going to take feedback and input and then go produce the bills. A criminal investigation has been opened into more than 700 Catalan mayors in Spain who have signed a decree ceding local government offices for use in the Catalan independence referendum, which is scheduled to be held on October 1st. The decision affects the city halls of important Catalan towns and cities whose mayors will now be investigated in relation with a presumed cooperation in the organization of the referendum. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.